Well, Weishi is always delighted to have you. I'm sure that you're rolling out the red carpet as we speak.
Well, Tom, I suppose we really are rolling out the red carpet, really, because we're delighted to see Donegal coming down to the Aston Stack Park next Sunday, because there has been a 12-month work going into the Aston Stack Park in Tralee. They have a complete new surface, and they have a lot of work done around the boundaries, and they have the wires lowered, and they have a lot of seating put in, and they have an awful lot of work done in it, Tom. So it's going to be the first time that that a match has been played in the complete new surface. And I can tell you, I walked it recently and it's looking like Wembley. And I've no doubt the Donegal visitors, players and supporters are going to enjoy the day, Tom.
Anyway, tell me about Kerry 2006. Not the greatest of starts to the league.
Well, Tom, this is the way, since Eamon Fitzmaurice took over, this is the way the league has been going. Every year they start off bad and they only barely survived into staying Division 1. And that's the way it has been going. I suppose by virtue of the fact that Kerry go to the All-Ireland final and maybe semi-final most years, that when it comes around to the league, they're trying to get over a lot of injuries and stuff like that and gets them up very bad to the start of the league. Yeah, they're only after just one win. They played Down, as we know, last Sunday. Down were very, very poor. I thought they were the worst Down team I ever saw. So it's going to be a big test for Kerry now next Sunday. And what I see about it is Donegal have a fairly settled team. They're going very well. They're top of division, they're unbeaten, and it's going to be a cracking game, because coming down to Kerry playing before their own supporters, and there'll be a lot of changes in the team again. It's going to be a cracking game, Tom, and I would imagine myself now, not just saying this for the sake of saying it, but I would imagine Donegal would be favourites.
And tell me, looking back on last week, it's noticeable that it probably was a stronger team. I see Kieran Donaghy back, I see Colm Gooch Cooper back.
Yeah, it was a way stronger, and in particular Brian Sheehan was back in the middle of the field, and Brian Sheehan is the captain now this year. And as you said there, Colm Cooper, Kieran Donaghy, Darren O'Sullivan is playing very well. The bit of experience definitely settled down the lads above in the north against Down, and Brian Sheehan in particular, he handled the ball more than any man in the field last Sunday, and he's after a great year with St Mary's. Of course, they won the All-Ireland. Kieran Donaghy has a new lease of life. It's early days yet, we're only judging them in the league, but Mark O'Shea will be also back. Of course, he was back the last day. Colm Cooper didn't start. We might see him starting the next day. So it's a stronger Kerry team. But in many ways, Tom, when we're talking about those lads that you mentioned, it's an ageing Kerry team in some ways.
Yeah, but having said that, there has been a couple of young lads added.
There has indeed. There's a lad from my own club now, Padge O'Connor. He got a few runs there last year, but he came in the last day against Down and he played very, very well. And there's that Brendan O'Sullivan from Valencia Island, where the great Mick O'Connell came from. He has also come in. And there's an Alan Fitzgerald coming in at full forward. He's a lovely player. Now, they played well last Sunday, but we all know very well, we're under no illusion, that coming up against Donegal now, we're going to learn a lot. And the one thing about Kerry, Tom, is when they put in these new fellas and these younger fellas against the more experienced teams, it's then you learn, really, isn't it?
And traditionally, I suppose, Kerry have never taken that great of an interest in the league. Obviously, there are always thoughts on the championship, but they would still hold on to their Division 1 status dearly.
Yeah, I tell you, Tom, it's very important to hold on to your Division 1 status, because when you're dropping down divisions, it's not a good thing. And Kerry will be, of course, they'll be all out to beat Donegal the next day. And another thing about the league, and a lot of people don't realise it, the further you go in the league, the more money the county board gets. And if you go to league semi-final and if you go to league final, it's more money in the coffers or the treasures of the county board. So that's the thing that's overlooked a small bit, and it's very, very important. So it's going to be a big game for Kerry now, and as we spoke about the younger fellas there, we're going to see how they'll perform the next day. And the one thing about Kerry is you're always judged when you're meeting better opponents.
Yeah, and tell me, as we mentioned, Kieran Donaghy, Colm Cooper returning last week for their first games, any of the other, the old guard expected back this weekend?
Well, David Morton won't be back, Tom, and Anthony Maharaj, I don't think, is going to be back either. David Morton is out. I was talking to him during the week. He broke a bone in his thumb, so he's going to be out for a couple of games. Maher won't be back at the moment, but otherwise they'll have a fairly good, solid, experienced team mixed with a good bit of youth. What they also have been doing in Kerry is, in the league, they have been changing around the goalkeepers. Brendan Keely now was in goal the last day, and I think Brian Kelly from my own club, the Legion, he'll probably be in goal the next day. So they're also swapping around the goalkeepers and they're changing fellas around. Mm-hmm. But Kerry are trying to bring one or two players out of the league, if they could do that, to see if when the championship comes around, there's a completely different kettle of fish, because the ground dries up and then the going is tougher, and maybe the likes of Brian Sheehan, maybe Kieran Donaghy, maybe even Colin Cooper, mm-hmm. they might be found wanting in the championship. Mm-hmm. The league is a completely different kettle of fish, Tom.
And we mentioned about they want to hold on to their Division 1 status. Kerry teams don't like getting beaten in Tralee or Killarney either.
Oh, they do not. And I think because you informed me yourself that I think Donegal have only beaten Kerry once in Kerry in the National League. And Kerry don't like being beaten. And not alone that, Tom. But next Sunday, the Kerry Hurlers are playing Wexford before our game, as we call Donegal and Kerry, our game. And the Kerry Hurlers are playing Wexford. And this Kerry hurling team has been playing very well, and we have great hopes of them. So it's an all-ticket affair. It's going to be a massive crowd. There's going to be a massive crowd. It's going to be a wonderful occasion with the Hurlers playing before the footballers. Both games will be on Radio Kerry, but they'll also be on Tina G. And it's going to be a huge occasion, and there's going to be a big crowd. And I can tell you this, Kerry teams don't like, there's nothing a Kerry player hates worse, Tom, than to be beaten in Tralee before the home supporters. It doesn't go down well, because Kerry supporters, I tell you, they can be very, very critical.